Highbridge Audio presents An Unfinished Life, written by Mark Sprague and read by Tony Amendola and Judith Marks. These wrinkles are nothing. These gray hairs are nothing. This stomach which sags with old food, these bruised and swollen ankles, my darkening brain, they are nothing. I am the same boy my mother used to kiss. Mark Strand, not dying. Chapter 1. The sapwood snaps and shifts in the low-bellied stove, and the heat swells up against the roof boards and weathered fir planking, and the whole small building seems to groan. It's the first cool night of the fall. A good night for a sweat, and Einar adjusts his wet back and ass in the webbing of the lawn chair. He feels the full weight of his 70 years and wishes he'd thought to bring a towel to drape over the webbing. But he was in here just this spring and hadn't remembered one then either. He scoops a dipper of water from the pail beside the chair and casts it across the stovetop, where it sizzles and steams. He wishes he had known this was the way it was going to be. "Some old son of a bitch should have explained getting old to me," he says aloud, and then bows his head against the wet pulse of the heat. "Some old son of a bitch probably did, and I wasn't listening." The sweat drips from his nose and chin. He reaches his denim shirt from where he hung it on a nail, soaks it in the bucket, and then stands to wring it and mop his face and chest. He spreads the shirt over the chair and sits back down, staring at the chair that stands empty before him. Both chairs raised up on this platform into the heat. Through the west window, he watches the amber moonlight on the pasture, and remembers the fall this...